Welcome to Inspirational Moments. This is Tanisha.
This show is to inspire, motivate you, and uplift you and encourage you with words of encouragement. Before we get started, I always like to start off with a word of prayer. Lord, I just thank you and praise you for today. I thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do. I ask that you will touch the listener that is listening. You only know their situation. So thank you for the show. In Jesus' name, amen. And for this show, and I was trying to figure out what I would start with. This week, I'm going to go ahead and start my series with Men with Purpose. And I decided to go ahead and interview my husband because he's a special man in my life, and I believe that God had given him a special purpose in my life. Also, we're going to have some music later on in the show by Canton Jones, also Mary Mary. Pastor, my husband acts as a pastor. He's also a husband and a father, and he's a developmental coach. And we have a ministry called Kingdom Work Ministries, and I believe God is preparing both of us and putting us in a position to be able to minister and just impact other people's lives. Today, honey, I wanted to go ahead and talk to you about fathers. Can you give me a little bit about your experience with your dad?
Well, my dad was, he was there. I'm going to start off with that because that's one thing that a lot of people don't have is a male presence in the home besides God himself, if they acknowledge that God himself is in the home. But my dad was there. He did everything he possibly could. He wasn't perfect. He wasn't the best man that anybody would say he would be. But to me, he was the best man that I've ever seen so far on the face of this planet because he raised someone like me, because I know for a fact I was one of the biggest headaches in his whole life besides taxes and everything else that goes on. But my dad, he taught me everything I need to know about how to be a man, a provider. He taught me how to talk with sternship, how to build a foundation, how to create a foundation, how to keep that foundation even when there's a small crack in it. He taught me how to fill it. So I believe that that was God in him doing everything he could to teach me, as far as well as my brother and my sister. So my dad did that. He also taught me how to cook, actually, and clean, pretty much, and work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad taught me a lot. He wasn't a slacker. Mm-hmm. Like some days, people would like to call themselves dads, but they're slackers. They don't know how to stand up on their own two feet, even when things go good or bad. They like to run. You can't run when it gets bad, because when you run when it gets bad, then guess what? You're probably the reason why it was bad. So when you run, you're probably going to make it better for somebody else. So that's why if you know you're the one that's doing what he's supposed to do, you ain't going to run. You're going to stay there and fight no matter what. And my dad, that's what he did. He stayed and fight no matter how tough it got, no matter what anyone put him through, no matter what any one of us in his home put him through. Because I know being married, your wife can put a lot of burden on you too as a man and as a dad. Because she wants to go behind your back when you say do something. She wants to change it up on you sometimes. And then you don't even know it's changed up until you get home. And what happened with this? Well, you know what? I thought it'd be better. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you do it and see what happens. And my dad did that a lot, but he didn't deter. He stayed firm. He stayed stern. And that's mostly what a man's supposed to be. The leader, no matter what, the leader is the shield. He lets it, he protects everything and all things, no matter what it is. That's why God came down here and did what he did first, to show what a leader is, not a runner.
Okay, so that listener that's listening, honey, and if they're a man and they didn't have that actual father figure or man in their lives, do you actually feel that they have to have a dad there?
No, because sometimes Your dad could be in the home, but he can also be absent. Mm-hmm. His body's there, but sometimes his mind's not in it. What a man needs to understand is in life and in nature, God put something in you to be a man. That's why he made you a man. And there's a whole lot of ways a man can learn how to be a man without having just that one fatherly presence in his life. There's plenty of people in this world that showed you what they can do without a man presence in their life. It's a plus to have it. But if you don't have it, don't make it an excuse, because you already took the man that you're supposed to be out of your life already by making excuses.
Right. Okay. So what do you feel your purpose is in life? And when did you realize that God had given you a special purpose?
My purpose in life is to be someone who can just basically give people some type of encouragement. Because, you know, you don't have to be a millionaire and a billionaire to be on TV to save people's lives. And you really don't have to be a pastor to save someone's life. A kind word of encouragement, or just a pat on the back, or even giving someone a dollar. There's no telling what they may do with that $1. He may go buy them a lottery ticket and win $500 million. But just the fact that you can actually connect with someone and give someone life purpose itself, that's my purpose. Just to give someone life purpose and the meaning of what they want to do with their life. Not to tell them how to live their life, but give them some little pointers in the way they're going to live their life to live it in the right way.
Right. To the listener that's listening and you're kind of lost and you're not sure exactly where you are and what your purpose is, everything you've already been through is a puzzle piece to where God is trying to position you. I had no idea I would be here today on the radio station. It just was a puzzle piece that God has thrown into my life, and that is to be an inspirationalist, to be able to reach the heart of the listener, to be able to use other people's lives, their purposes and callings to help lead them to know that they do have purpose. Also, what would you say measures a person's success?
Their happiness. Mm-hmm. There is no measurement for success. If you try to measure yourself to success, who are you measuring yourself against? Mm-hmm. You only ask God what your success is, and he'll give it to you. There's no measurement, because I'm successful right now more than any millionaire on the face of this planet. I got love in my life. I got a wife who loves me, and I got children, and I'm substantial. I'm not a millionaire and a billionaire, but I guarantee you I'm a trillionaire, because I got everything in my life that I need and want from God. There is no measuring stick of what your success is. Your success is what makes you happy and what gives you purpose in your life to be the man or woman or child you can be.
Yeah, the reason I asked you that is because most people are looking at all the different artists on TV and looking at all the awards. And so they're wanting to get, if I could just be Lil Wayne, or if I could just be TD Jakes or Oprah Winfrey.
Well, check this out. Everybody looks at TV and want to look at something. Let me tell you about TV. TV is 5% true, 95% fake. That's why it's called television. It's entertainment. If you want to live your life and be a millionaire or a billionaire, you take every penny that you get, because you can't have a dollar without a penny. You'll just be a 99 cent. Mm-hmm. So you can't look at what Beyonce or Jay-Z have. That's the purpose that God gave them. That's their life. That may be their fulfillment. That may be what they want to do. But if that's not what God has for you, and you're steady trying to force the issue, you're going to force yourself right out of the blessings that God going to give you, because you can't force something. If it's not for you, it's not going to happen, no matter how many times you try to do it. And even if you think that you've done it, guess what? It's going to crumble, because you didn't have the foundation, because the foundation is God himself. You don't have that, you don't have nothing.
Right. Once again, to the callers, if you would like to call in, the number is 214-504-3854. You can call in to ask questions, or if you have a response. And you can also, like I said, call in to either wish a happy Father's Day, or just give a happy word to a person who either raised you or impacted your life. We're going to go ahead and go to a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. In this segment, we're going to go ahead and talk about blended families. That's something that I know about personally, because before I was married, I was a single mom, and I had the responsibilities of being the mom, the provider, everything. And so I wanted to talk about blended families, know that we're dealing with the situation, we're talking about fathers. Let's see. When entering into a blended family relationship, what would you tell, the listener to kind of prepare for before they get involved in a relationship?
You can't prepare for it. The only thing you can prepare for is what you can't prepare for, which is I got to stand firm on whatever's going on because I'm walking into a situation I don't know nothing about. So when you walk into that situation, you just can't, you know, you just can't go in there thinking that it's going to go your way all the time because nothing goes your way all the time. So you got to be a little flexible here and there, but you also have to stand firm on what's right and what's wrong, no matter what's going on. If there's some things that's going on in that household that was wrongfully being done, then you as a man or a woman have to stand up and tell what's right and what's wrong and don't let that go on, because if you don't condone it, then you don't live with it, then you don't deal with it. But as far as the blended family goes, we're all family in this world. God is our only father. The only thing you got to do is don't look at it as if it's not your blood running through your veins, because it's God's blood running through your veins, which means his blood runs through everyone. So you look at it as a responsibility that you got to pick up where somebody dropped the ball or left off. If that's what you want to be, that's what you want to be. Now, don't just jump into a relationship with the woman who has kids because it feels good or it looks good or it might to you be the best thing for you, because then it's not going to work. You have to ask yourself, what's your purpose in this situation? Because if you got kids, you got to bring them in the mix too. You got to have one big happy family. But like I said, discipline is the key. Discipline is the key on all ends. Discipline as the adults, and basically the discipline as from the children. The children have to understand as well that they don't run anything. They just live there. All they have to do is do what they're told and they'll live. These kids nowadays have everything they need and some. So just do what the parent tells you and you'll be able to be in your own position where you can live as far as you can go. That's as far as I can tell it. You just got to stand firm on what you believe in. When it's right, it's right, it's right. And when it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. Look at it as your child as well. Not because of the blood, but because of who you want to be. Because like I said, the blood of God is in all of us.
Right. When I guess when a family is dealing with like a situation that's kind of unique where it's like outside influencing into the home, what would you say to, I guess, that person that's out there that's dealing with, you know, either the dad or other parent that's trying to, you know, influence the child, or whether it be a relative or, you know,
grandparent? You did ask me that question, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know me. You know what I'm going to say, right? This is what I'm going to say. That outside person has no business inside your home. That outside person is a spectator at a football game. All they can do is root and cheer and hope for the best for your team. That outside person has no influence, because obviously their life is not on the right track if they're in your life. Because whoever has their life on the right track, they're not going to be trying to pay attention to what's going on in your life. They're going to hope and pray that you're okay, but they're going to keep on trying to go on with their life because it's on the right track. I got to concentrate on me and mine when I'm in my home. And the person outside the home, if you ain't going to help me pay no bills or take care of these kids when it come down to it, stay your butt out the way. Simple as that. It's simple as that. When people try to get in God's way, even now they try to get in God's way, look what happens to them. God will politely, gently move you right on out the way, and it won't be the way you like it. And then the first thing someone's going to say is, God don't love me no more. No, you didn't love yourself because you didn't listen to what God told you. Stay in your lane. You have a lane you got to drive. Don't be all over the lane on the highway. Stay in your lane. That's what I got to tell the outside person. Stay in your lane.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and switch gears and talk about marriage. How would you talk to, I guess, the couple that's one part of the couple is, you know, they have their own way of doing things, and then they're newly married, and then the other person, you know, they're kind of trying to compromise, but there's not a balance with the compromise. So what would you say?
It's marriage. There's never going to be a balance with the compromise. It's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about it is the man is the man, the woman is the woman. Yes, in some homes it may be vice versa, to where the woman may be the breadwinner, the man may not be. But as long as there's happiness and not collusion, if there's happiness and cooperation, then it's gonna work no matter what it is. It's just some things I'm gonna compromise more with you on, mm-hmm. Some things you're gonna compromise more with me on. You know what I'm saying? But, and you know, in a marriage, a man knows he has to cater to his woman. That's just off the muscle. God put the woman in your care, no matter who's making the bread or who's not making the bread or bringing the bacon home, who's not bringing the bacon home. The man is going to have to compromise a little bit more to the woman because she's the woman. A woman wants to be loved and taken care of. A man, we can go without the lovey-dovey stuff some days. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know that, you know. But the woman, she needs that every single. A woman wants to be known she's a woman and be loved. So the compromise compromise starts there. If you can give that woman that much love and affection, then you can give that much compromise to your wife. She's going to give you what you want as a man because she already knows what she has to do, and a man knows what he needs to do. That's the compromise. How much can you give and how much can you take? And to eat in each relationship is going to be different because each relationship is different.
Okay. I've been kind of just looking at a few things, and because I had a caller call in the other day, and they were asking me about their spouse wanting to do counseling. They wasn't interested in counseling because they felt like we can handle that out between ourselves and talk to God about it. What would you say about that?
I don't believe in counseling. I really don't, because what can that counselor tell you about what goes on in your household? Because, you know, you see, the counseling comes in when there's a person sitting at the table, they're taking notes, and you're saying one thing, you're saying another. Now, what human beings do we both know going to come to a situation and tell the whole 100% true?
Mm-hmm.
So how can a counselor really help you 100%? The only thing in a marriage is going to save
you. You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Save you is.
We're going to go ahead and finish talking to Willie Jones, and we're going to go ahead and get ready to talk about the children when you have teenage children. Because right now, I've seen an epidemic of children that have no respect at all. Pretty much, I'm seeing the parents kind of like letting the children tell them what to do. Dr. Phil is pretty much doing a whole series about this with these kids nowadays. So what would you say to the parent that is pulling their hair out? They have teenagers.
Stop looking at Dr. Phil.
They're pulling their hair out. You know, the kids are, you know, just not doing good in school, getting in trouble. They're paying all this money out, you know, for truancy and all this stuff. What would you tell this parent?
What I would tell that parent is look at the way you was raised. In your generation, do you think your parent would have let you told them what to do? Would you have got your little block knocked off? That's the question. See, the problem nowadays is these kids think they can hide behind child protective services, or they think they can run away and do what they want to do and all that. But they got to realize something. If God put you in my care, you ain't going nowhere. You can go do whatever you want to go do. But guess what? I'm going to do what I feel is best for you. And sometimes if I feel like I need to skin your hide, sometimes I'm going to skin it. You know, I'd rather me do it than you get older and have the police beat you down.